And tonight, and that is not just to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word. So if you have your Bibles, if you would like to turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and we're going to start from the third verse, and it says here, "And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live." And that's the only scripture that I'm going to be reading to you this evening. Just want to let you know tonight that the word of God is the final authority. God, when God's word says something to us, we're supposed to stand by that word because he means it. He put his word above his very name. And you know, many times, sometimes it's easier for us to listen to the people of the world and to trust in them than to trust in God. And sometimes I wonder, is it because we don't see God in the physical, sometimes that we have a hard time believing him? But you know something? His word, they are spirit and they are life. And if we're going to believe anybody's word, it has to be the word of God. The word of God is faithful. And I can prove that for myself. You know, many times we think of ourselves that, well, you know something? We know everything, but we don't know everything. When we know the word of God, then we know lots. Not everything, but we know lots. Because the word of God, it'll take us through the circumstances. You know, with the economy today, it's just surprising to me how Christians, we are concerned about the economy, we are concerned about our job, you know. But I'm thinking, who is our source? God is our source. And if anything we know as children of God, that we look to him. Our job is not our source. Our paycheck is not our source. But God is our source. And I think when we think about that, we will understand that whatever happens in the economy today, we know that we are standing on the word of God that says that he shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, we have to live by the word. We cannot just be hearers of the word and not doers of the word. We have to do the word. God is faithful. He never let us down. Never, ever will God disappoint us. If things happen to us sometimes, we have to look in ourselves and see, well, you know something? Maybe there's something in my life that I need to change. But there's one thing I can tell you, is that God never changes, and his word never changed. He put his word above his very name. So whatever he said in his word, he will do. He will do. Let me just let you know something.